Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number if you want to join us for any of the next 2 hours is same number, 1-866-444-DIRT-3478. Those of you who are listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area via DirtDoctor.com or any other way, I am at an event today. It's April the 16th, and so it's the date of the Live Green Expo in Plano. We're at the Plano Center. And a lot of talks, a lot of exhibits, a lot of green products and services here. Some probably really and truly green. Others, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I haven't gotten around to check. I hope every one of them will be absolutely legitimate, and I think 99.9% will. This event has been going on several years and has really turned out to be the most significant of the environmental shows, and there's a lot of organic, pure organic techniques represented here. And of course, that's what I'll be talking about at 2 o'clock with my growing edible crops at home with the organic program and saving a lot of money. A lot of ways to find out more about this thing we call the natural organic approach. You can go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. If you're listening to the show right now, you probably already know about that. My books can give you even more detail on the specific subjects that we talk about. The one that probably is the most related to what I'll be talking about today is the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book, which is a very bad name for a book and for two reasons. One is that it really is applicable to people outside of Texas. The only thing that varies really in the information that I cover in the book is timing and specific varieties. All the rest of the stuff, as far as how to prepare beds, how to plant properly, spacing, harvesting, insect control, disease control, all that stuff is the same for the most part from coast to coast and border to border. So why did we put Texas on the name of the book is anybody's guess. Actually, we thought, and the publisher really thought, that it was going to be primarily for use in Texas, but it has a wider use for sure. The other thing about the title that's a little strange is that I took longer working on the book than the schedule had originally called for, and during that period of time while we were waiting on the book to be reviewed, we added a lot of plants to the book. We added fruit to the book. So it's a vegetable gardening book that also covers fruit planting and growing and management. We also cover edible weeds and edible landscaping plants, and so it covers a wide range of stuff. The other book that's kind of in that same category but goes into greater detail about some of the medicinal and culinary herbs. And a lot of the plants overlap. A lot of the things that we consider culinary and medicinal herbs make excellent landscape plants, and I use a lot of those in my own garden and also designing other people's gardens. But the name of that book is the Texas Herb Book, or Herbs for Texas, I guess, is actually the name. And, again, it's applicable to a much larger area than Texas if you just be careful about the timing, when you plant, when you harvest, when you do things. But as far as growing the plants and what specific varieties you use, in a lot of cases is the same if you're just careful about the timing. But check with your local people about timing of when to plant and when to harvest, and then use all the information in the book about what to use for what purposes and how to plant them and how to grow the plants and how to control insects and diseases that might pop up on the plants. The other books cover other subjects. Those of you, wherever you are across the country, can benefit from the book called the Texas Bug Book that I wrote with Malcolm Beck. And it's another one that we refer to quite a bit because it not only covers the insect pests and mites and slugs and snails and things that are not specifically in the insect category, but it also covers how to use, how to work with, how to protect the beneficial organisms, the beneficial animals, and the beneficial insects, and the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. And that's all covered for you, how to buy and release trichogramma wasp and beneficial nematodes and all those kind of helpful critters that we talk about quite a bit. And those of you in the south, you're a little bit toward the end of the window for it. Those of you in the north are just getting into the window when I recommend doing two beneficial releases, everybody across the board, because we do this as a preventative, not as a curative. And those two things are trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes. And the reason you do trichogramma wasp is to prevent, not control after the caterpillars are there, but to prevent caterpillars, webworms, tent caterpillars, sod webworms, green worms on your cabbage, any kind of lepidopterous insect, in other words, any larva that or caterpillar that comes that becomes a moth. Doesn't control, doesn't kill butterflies, which is one of the really interesting balances that nature has. The butterfly eggs are quite a bit bigger and have thicker skin, and so the little trichogramma wasps have a hard time parasitizing them and don't hurt your beneficial pollinators and the butterflies and all that kind of thing. Information is on DirtDoctor.com about how to do it. You simply buy small cards or strips that have the trichogramma wasp on these cards, and it'll look like sandpaper. All the little bumps on the cards or the strips are moth eggs, and inside each one of those eggs resides the entire life cycle of the trichogramma wasp. And you simply put them outside, and they hatch, and the little microscopic wasp that doesn't sting, by the way, or doesn't cause any problems at all, goes out and finds a moth egg and parasitizes it, and that's how the control happens. The other one that we recommend everybody use across the board as a preventative, this one can be a preventative or a curative. It's actually probably more curative, I guess, is beneficial nematodes. When we put them out, whether you're growing food crops or landscaping, to control certain pests like grub worms in the soil, termites, fire ants. And by the way, on trichogramma wasp, one of the few things that you'd have a problem with ever with releasing trichogramma wasp is if you have fire ants on your property, because the fire ants will eat all those eggs like jelly beans. So you have to control the fire ants, and that's the only thing that you need to do, and that's easy to do with the organic program. And beneficial nematodes are one of the ways to do that. Beneficial nematodes also help you control fleas. In fact, they're the most efficient control of fleas and ticks to a great degree that you have available to you. And they're very easy to put out, again, just like the trichogramma wasp. You buy beneficial nematodes, and they come in a couple of different ways. They'll come in a package that looks like moist potting soil, and you follow the label directions, put some of the potting soil that's laced with the beneficial nematodes into a water, stir it around, and then put it either, strain out the solids, put it into a hose-end sprayer to apply, or you can put it in a big watering can and simply walk around, slosh the nematodes out, which is generally what I do, and I've got a fairly good-sized place. I've got about 3/4 acre, so you can do a pretty big area with just a simple big watering can thing. The hose-end sprayer makes it a little easier to do it quickly, and as long as there's not a strainer in the sprayer, works very well. If it does have a strainer, it'll clog up because the nematodes are just barely microscopic, and if there's any residue left from the media that they came in, you can clog up a filter screen pretty easily. So be sure and take any screens out of the spray that you have. And they control other insect pests as well. They control things that any kind of a pest that grows has at least one of its life cycles in the soil. So Those are the two things that we always recommend. There are other biological controls that we can use, and there's a lot of other organic products and techniques that we can use to control insects. And we'll talk a little bit about them today, work them in as we go. The website has a lot of great information, not only about the techniques and the programs and the products that we recommend, but also some of the companies that we recommend. If you look on the right-hand side of DirtDoctor.com, you'll see, no matter what page you're on the website, you'll see banner ads of the people that we work with that actually use these natural organic techniques that we recommend and do a great job. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Right after this little break, we'll talk more about the overall program and how to get more information. So don't go away.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Drumgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Zeolite has become and will continue to be a staple in my organic program, and I recommend one specific zeolite product. It's Zeotech from south of San Antonio. Their website is zeotechcorp.com. They have products for your kitty crystals. They have Zequine for the horse stalls, Zeobrite for the swimming pool filter, and Turfaid for the organic bed preparation. Check with your retail store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite.
Have neighborhood cats decided your favorite flower bed is a litter box? Now there's a great new solution for outdoor cat problems called Scram for Cats. It's easy to apply. Just sprinkle this granular product to chase away unwanted cats. It's safe, completely organic, and best of all, it's guaranteed. Get Scram for Cats at independent garden centers, Ace, True Value, or Do It Best stores. Or for more information, simply log on to scramforcats.com. That's Scram, F-O-R, cats.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP available at participating dealers.
Hearing is a very important part of your health, and I have a great recommendation. It's a hearing aid company. It's affordable hearing. They actually do more than hearing aids. They can help you with tinnitus and various hearing issues, and you'll enjoy working with them. It's called Affordable Hearing. You ought to give them a call and talk to them, because you can try one of their pieces of gear for no cost, no obligation. It's 800-521-1592. They're available 7 days a week to answer your questions and to set an appointment. They'll meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help you. You'll be very impressed. This company uses the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and the prices are very reasonable for what you get, thus the name Affordable Hearing. For information or setting an appointment, the number is 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, even more reason to try Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information, so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we're talking about getting the proper kind of information on this natural organic program. We've got kind of good news, bad news situation going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around Texas to a degree, but more so in Dallas, I think, than anywhere. We've, through the years, been successful in getting a lot of retail stores and a lot of contractors and a lot of designers involved in organics, and some people have continued to learn in advance and promote really good procedures, and some have kind of struck out on their own and recommended things that we don't totally agree with. So it's a good news, bad news deal. We're delighted that so many people are into organics, but the thing about our recommendations, I think that it's very important that the program work in every way, and that includes from a financial standpoint. If it doesn't, if the program is not cost effective, whether it's a small herb garden or a vegetable garden or a farm or a ranch or a landscape or interior potted plants, if it doesn't work financially, if it doesn't work horticulturally, it doesn't work. So some of the organic recommendations cost a lot of money. I think that's what keeps some people, maybe a lot of people, out of it. It's the negative marketing of the people that still sell the synthetic fertilizers and the chemicals. That's a huge part of it, too. The universities don't teach any organic techniques or products, and that's a big part of it. But the cost effectiveness is a big deal, and we've been able to go into corporate headquarters and even help some golf courses convert over to organic products and projects, programs, and keep the numbers not only the same in all cases, and sometimes in some cases reduce the overall budget costs. The single most significant item in a budget is the water use, and with the organic program, across the board, you can cut the cost of the water, the volume of the water that you use for irrigation, by 40 to 50%. A lot of people are saying 50%, but we say 40 to 50 because even if you're not doing it right, you're going to see a significant drop in water use. And that's because as the soil gets healthy, the roots of the plants are bigger and healthier and covered with this beneficial fungus called mycorrhizal fungi, and just have a greater ability to access water and nutrients, I might add. And that's what cuts down on the fertilizer application times. In other words, you don't have to fertilize as often. And one, getting back to the program just a little bit, and we'll talk about the information that's available on the website, but the one thing, the main thing that I teach, I'll talk today at 2 o'clock at the event here, but wherever I'm speaking and anything that you read of mine, you're going to see this main theme, and that is that the most important change that I want you to make is to change from using high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers over to organic fertilizers. The synthetic fertilizers are a far greater negative environmental impact and a destruction of the life in the soil for you. So it affects you, whatever you're trying to grow, in a very negative way, except right on the front end. Whenever you put out that high nitrogen stuff that the chemical boys still recommend, you get a flush of growth, you get green growth, you get flower production, you get food production, that first growing season. But with every application, you do damage to the soil. You damage the microbes in the soil. You salt up the soil because they're basically salts, those synthetic fertilizers. So getting away from them, those soluble blue-green things that claim miracles, and the famous 3:1:2, 4:1:2 ratio fertilizers, those are among the worst. They're not the worst. The worst is a synthetic fertilizer that's nothing but nitrogen. And believe it or not, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as recommended by one of the Texas universities, there are recommendations out there on a more and more common basis recommending nothing in the fertilizer but nitrogen. You could not sit down and write down a list of things more destructive to the soil and a bigger mistake to use than a nitrogen-only fertilizer. And if you don't believe me, just give it a try. Watch it for one or two seasons in a place where you don't mind really fouling up the soil and the plants. And that's the big difference with the organic fertilizers. With every application of compost or compost-based fertilizers or compost tea or fish and seaweed or the Garrett juice, which is a mixture of compost tea, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and fish, With every application of those products, the soil gets better and better and better with every application forever. You never have to have the conversation that the people using synthetic fertilizers have about, well, that soil's worn out. Now we've got to take that soil out and replace it with some healthy, fresh stuff and start over. You never have to do that with the organic program. And, of course, that's another big cost savings in the column of organic versus the column of the chemical. I was driving to the event today, and I was noticing that they were digging out a bunch of beds on the highway on 75 Central Expressway. Great big beds, and putting new soil in all those beds. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure that landscape installation and planting was not done under an organic program. In fact, I know it wasn't. I know who did it. And they've lost all kinds of plants. I told everybody, and people thought I was being critical of, you know, other people in the landscape business when I said it, when the landscape was designed and installed. But I knew that they were going to lose a very large percentage of plants, and it was going to be due to the impossibility of irrigating them properly on a highway completely surrounded by concrete with drip irrigation, which I don't recommend. And sure enough, acres of those plants have now died, and we taxpayers are getting to pay for the replanting of all those. And I'll bet you a dollar to a donut they put the same kind of synthetic amendments and techniques to the beds and put in drip irrigation again, and we're going to be getting to pay for this a third time sometime in the future. Mark my words, make a note of it, and we'll talk about it later. One of the things that we're recommending a lot is planting plants with bare-rooted techniques and then using an organic program straight away after the installation is done. We don't have access to organically grown nursery crops yet, and that's another one of my missions. But one of the landscape companies here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Healthy food crops.
And natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, just like Tater and Hannah, our new dog Carmen loves the Munster Natural dog foods.
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. One is that I know the people. I've been involved with the product line since its inception. And now there's new formulations. Now no corn, no soy, no wheat in the new formulations. And that lowers the genetically modified grains that often get into the dog foods out there. Now with prebiotics and L-carnitine, the dog food and cat food are even better to help digestive systems of animals, body weight, and even brain function. These products are great. They don't have any chemical preservatives in them at all. They are loaded with all the best quality ingredients that you can possibly find, and they're starting to show up in more and more places that sell quality pet foods. It's Munster Natural. Go to their website, munstermilling.com. Look for the green bag, the normally active recipe that's still the same, but all of the new formulations as well. It's Munster Natural, dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Alrighty, Howard Garrett back with you, and I don't know where we left off there because we were rudely shut off, and so we'll just pick up again. We were talking about people that are using techniques that are in the organic arena, but not exactly the very best techniques. And for those of you that have never heard our current recommendations, they're really simple. And the overall program has become simpler and simpler through the years. What we recommend now in building beds or going in and converting an existing project over to organics is three basic ingredients. One is compost, two is rock, and three is sugar. So, okay, what does that mean? Okay, the compost part's pretty self-explanatory. We use compost in the bed preparation. We use it as a top dressing mulch around existing things. We use we use fertilizers that are compost based. We use compost tea. We use the Garrett juice, a mixture that I told you about a minute ago, which is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. So that's the main thing. That's putting that carbon in the soil, the organic matter, and that helps indirectly stimulate the biological activity. If you don't do anything but that, put compost and mulches and organic fertilizers, you know, you'll have pretty good production. But if you do the other two pieces of the puzzle, you'll do a lot better. The second one is rock, and what that means is to put in ground rock, sand, or finer textured rock, you know, ground up into a talcum powder consistency is the very best. The smaller, the better, in other words. But generally what we use are products that have the consistency of a sharp sand or a concrete sand, and that includes lava sand and zeolite, volcanic materials. They're my favorite. It also includes granite, decomposed shale. It includes green sand, which is a marine deposit product, and any other rock that's a different color, thus a different chemistry and physics and makeup than your base rock on your property, will give you this benefit that we get from rock. And it does a couple things. One, it helps hold moisture in the soil. The ground up volcanic rocks, especially lava sand, do a great job, maybe even a little bit better than compost, of holding moisture in the soil at just the right level for a longer period of time. We recommend the same ingredients here that I'm talking about, by the way, for potting soils as well as for bed preparation. So we got compost and rock, and then the third part is sugar. And you can use any sugar. You can use white sugar or brown sugar, any kind of sugar that you have. You can use liquid or dry materials, either one. My favorite sugar is molasses, and there's a dry and a liquid form of molasses. The liquid form goes in the Garrett juice mixture. It also goes in sprays when you spray organic pest control products like BT products to control worms or any other biological spray, or even the killing sprays that are in the organic category like orange oil and things like that. The molasses just helps to buffer and make the product work a little bit longer, especially if it's a biological product. Dry molasses is little bits of soy that are sprayed with liquid molasses, and we put that out like a fertilizer. We broadcast it, and the main thing that it does is stimulate biological activity in the soil. It fires up the microbes quicker than anything that you can do, and just moves you toward the goal of having that healthy, rich soil to grow plants as productively as you possibly can. So that's the program, simple as that. Sugar, rock, and compost. And the other thing I should mention in the sugar category, because it's important to mention, is cornmeal. Cornmeal's in the sugar category because it converts to sugar very effectively, very efficiently. And that's one of the reasons why you don't want to eat too much corn. It's why corn is used in feedlots to fatten cattle. It converts to sugar very, very quickly. So using it as a sugar form in the bed preparation is good from two standpoints. One, it stimulates some beneficial microorganisms. And two, and it's kind of related to the microbes that it helps to stimulate, it is a natural disease fighter. It will control a whole bunch of the diseases that are in the category of called damping off. Damping off can be a mixture of fungal diseases like Pythium, Rhizoctonia, Fusarium, things like that. And cornmeal, literally whole ground cornmeal put out, will neutralize those diseases and do a very, very good job. Some people even use the cornmeal for fungus on the body. And if you want information of that, we've got a lot of it on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Toenail fungus, for example, MDs are now recommending people go to the website and see the recommendations and the reports that I've gotten from all over the world, and a lot of them from people who have used cornmeal and soak their feet and cure their toenail fungus. And other people have reported results with psoriasis and various kind of rashes and things like that, both on people and pets and even livestock. So check that part out. We won't go into it too much in detail here, but it's all on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go into the library and look things up alphabetically. And that's one of the great benefits of the website, is the information there. We have everything listed in the library alphabetically. And it covers plants, it covers diseases, it covers insects, beneficial and pests. It covers all kinds of related sorts of things. So if you're looking for some subject, click on the yellow button right on the home page of the website, dirtdoctor.com. That'll take you into the area where you click on a letter of whatever you're looking up, and then everything is in alphabetical order. If something is not there that you need some help with, let us know, and we'll get it added to the library. Also, we have videos. We need to do a lot more. We've got a pretty good collection of videos on there of me explaining things. Also, you go to the radio button, and you can go to the archives of my show, both the Saturday and Sunday shows, and listen to some of those from the past. Now, at the bottom of the page of the website, we've got a connection to Facebook, and starting to use it more and more. People are comfortable using it, writing questions there that can be answered very quickly, and we're trying to put information about upcoming events like the one today and other things there. We'll also give you notice of new newsletters that have gone out, and that's the next category to talk about of what we do to give you information on a regular basis. We produce a weekly newsletter. The cost is really good. It's free. And we cover one subject at a time. It's been very successful. A lot of people like the newsletter, and I think one of the reasons is that it is so simple. You look at it. If it's a subject you're interested in, you can read it, and if not, click on it to get rid of it or to save it. We save them all, so you don't need to save them. So you can go into the archives, and they're all listed there by the title, so you can look up anything that might be a subject that you'd be interested in. It goes back now, I don't know, 2.5 years, maybe a little bit longer. And we'll continue to do that. We try to get it out early in the week, but we don't always do it. This past week, we had so many things going on, getting ready for the events and all, we didn't get it out till later in the week. But it is a weekly event. We have a membership area also on dirtdoctor.com, and in it you get discounts. One of the things that we do is that we're having an association with a business that has a booth right next to us here called Green Living. Green Living has a physical store in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, brand new one. They just moved into the design district over near downtown, northwest of downtown, off Oak Lawn. And you can go in there and you can buy any of the products that I talk about, any of the staple products, which is a big deal because a lot of the retail stores, as I was mentioning, have a little lag time when I change my recommendations. When I find something through our research in our nonprofit area that works better than something that I used to recommend, I'll make changes on a fairly regular basis. And they keep them all there in the store. In addition to that, those of you around the country, if you look at the top of the homepage at dirtdoctor.com, you'll see that there's a information bar there with different words on it, and one of them is shop. If you click on that, it takes you to the Green Living store that's online, and that's the one that we help them with their store. They do the fulfillment of all those products, so wherever you are in the country, you can buy the things that I talk about there, and it's more than gardening materials. It's all kind of kitchen and bed. The very best bed on earth, I've got one, is sold through the Green Living store. Check it out if you haven't found the perfect situation on your bed. This bed not only is the best one I've ever used, it's also very cost-effective compared to the others that are on the market. Ask me how I know. I've tried them all, you know, from the most expensive ones on earth to, you know, the less expensive ones. And this one is called Savvy Rest, and it is a mattress system that is natural latex, and it's very easy to adjust it to just be perfect, and I recommend that you check it out. What I started to talk about earlier and didn't finish was the landscaping installation with bare-rooted techniques. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about some lighting that was just finished. If you're in the landscape, if you have a landscape interest or lighting interest on your projects at home, I got some great tips for you, and I'll give you that when I come back after this. The website, again, is dirtdoctor.com. To get that newsletter, by the way, that free newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. That's all you have to do. I'll be back after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Howard Garrett for Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be one of the most important products in the landscape and vegetable gardening industry. You'll find that these products enhance the soil life and stimulate root growth and top of plant growth better than any product you've ever seen. And that includes increasing the flower and fruit and vegetable production. Use Thrive on herb gardens, vegetable gardens, potted plants, lawns, and landscaping. Website is usethrive.com.
How does your garden grow? Your inner garden, that is. Just as your flower or vegetable garden needs cultivation and care to grow and thrive, so does your internal flora. The intestinal tract's natural bacterial balance needs to be carefully maintained for proper digestion and optimal health. Environmental stress, illness, medications, and poor diet are just some of life's storms that can disrupt this balance, causing digestive problems and compromising your overall health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are a flora balancing system that replenish and restore your inner balance by weeding out the detrimental bacteria, fertilizing the beneficial ones, and creating a harmonious internal ecology, 100% vegetarian and free of pesticides and chemicals, planting the seeds of vitality and good health with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products, like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Looking for a clean air and organic lawn care company? Clean Air Lawn Care uses zero emissions, rechargeable equipment that is powered by renewable energy from the sun and is 50 to 70% quieter than gas-powered equipment. And new for 2011, you can get a free year of organic lawn fertilization when you discontinue your current chemical-using lawn care service. That's right. Clean Air believes so strongly about ridding your lawn of dangerous chemicals that we'll give you a full year free when you come clean and switch to our Go Organic Enrichment Program. Going organic just got easier, so call Clean Air Lawn Care today. For details and restrictions, go to cleanairlawncaredallas.com or call 469-892-5382. That's cleanairlawncaredallas.com or call 469-892-5382. Call today and don't miss your chance to come clean with a free year of organic lawn fertilization. Clean Air Lawn Care, 469-892-5382 or online at cleanairlawncaredallas.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's continue our talk about this bare rooting of plants. We've been working on this quite a while. I got a tip from a fellow up in Cincinnati and one of our local advertisers here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Moore Tree Care, about planting trees with bare-rooted techniques. In other words, taking all the soil off of them. It kind of evolved out of this problem that has been growing and growing and growing on container-grown trees, the roots in the container being wound up in a ball and the trees getting in trouble on down the road. So this one arborist up in Cincinnati was one of the first to get into it. There may be some others, but he was the first one that got together with Moore and then with me and we talked about it, and he's been doing it several years, simply going back to old techniques where people took all the soil off of the roots and planted bare-rooted plants, bare-rooted trees. Well, it's been done forever with fruit trees and things like that, but what we started looking at was doing it with regular landscaping trees, and then we took it to the next step of shrubs and perennials and vines and ground covers and various kinds of things, and what we're seeing is great results using these techniques. And I got together with a company in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that's a large landscape company called Complete Land Sculpture, and they wanted to learn the organic planting techniques, and they've gotten into it pretty well. We've done a big project in two places now together and showed them how to do the organic approach, bed preparation and maintenance and fertilizer and all that. But also we've shown them how to do this bare rooting planting techniques. And we just did a project where we planted thousands and thousands of ground cover, lots and lots of annuals and perennials, a lot of shrubs, several trees. We did some transplanting of existing plants that were already growing on the project. And the way you do it is you take the plant out of the ground or out of the container. In a container, you simply take it out and drop it on the concrete, knock the soil off of it, and then put it in a wash tub or some kind of container of water, and you let it soak. And that's the key to it. That's the only thing you can do wrong on this bare rooting approach, is to take the plant out of the ground, drying it as you go, and then not totally soak it or hydrate it with sprays or mist or something before you move it to the new location. It is essential to have the roots totally saturated and hydrated when they're first taken out of the ground, when they're first uncovered, and then moving over to the new planting. If you do that and it's a plant that doesn't have brand new foliage, which I learned the hard way, if something is just leafed out, sometimes they fret a little bit about this technique. But in the winter, in the fall, and in the winter when they're dormant, there's absolutely no problem. You'll have plants live 100% with this technique. In the summertime, after they've hardened off, you're going to have 95, very high percentage. The only time it's a little bit of a problem is in the early spring when the young flowers or fresh leaves are first coming out, and that's when you got to be a little bit careful with it. But what you can do is you hydrate those roots, is you soak those roots in water, and then you can spread them out. They're not wound around in a knot in there anymore. And so you radiate the roots out from the trunk, put the soil from the bed or the existing soil wherever you're planting around those roots. The plant holds in place very well. No staking is ever needed in this situation. And Complete Land Sculpture here has gotten into it real well. I think they were surprised. They were especially surprised when I made them bare root all the Ophiopogon ground cover. And we had pretty much 100% success on all those. The only ones that fretted a little bit, like I said, had brand new foliage and even had some flowers on them in some cases. A lot of them lived and did fine, but a few, Probably not a bigger percentage than you would have lost using conventional planting, but some. I wanted it to be 100%, but we lost a few. And then the other thing is the lighting during this one project. It was at my house, actually, which is one of my big experimental gardens. The final step of the landscaping, and we'll have photographs of all this on the website soon. The lighting was done by Unique Lighting in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they are leading the industry on using LED lights in landscape lighting. And we lit a new lanai that we built, a fireplace, outdoor fireplace, and a water feature in the landscaping. And it's not only beautiful, but because of these LED lights, the energy savings is great. You don't have to replace them nearly as often. And also, they are adjustable. The light is adjustable. Each light has a little ballast, and like a little rheostat is what it is, and you can adjust the light up or down. So those of you anywhere in the United States, they travel, interested in lighting. Unique Lighting is who I'd recommend, and their banner ad, like Complete Land Sculpture for the bare root installation and organic installation, is on the right-hand side there of dirtdoctor.com. You can find it also over in the organic businesses. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the overall maintenance program that I recommend. And we'll do that at the beginning of the next hour. We'll talk about that, and we'll take your calls in this second hour. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Those of you driving around in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're at the Live Green Expo in Plano at the Plano Center. Come by. I'll be doing my talk at 2 o'clock, but there's really good quality lectures going on all day long. And once again, if you want our newsletter, it's free. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.